Please be joined on the line right now by Jerry Krueger. He is the president and general manager of the High Prairie Regals of the North Peace Hockey League. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Anytime.
Well, it's an interesting season for the Regals of the NPHL, who I think were probably the most improved team, at least on the ice, and certainly been some interesting things off the ice. I know you guys just had your AGM recently. I guess, first of all, Jerry, what are kind of some of the things you're hoping to kind of build off of from this past season moving forward?
Well, just that community involvement. We really strive to try to improve our community involvement, getting out there, getting to the schools, you know, involving our youth, keeping those good relations between us and the community. And we had a lot of really great sponsors this year. A lot of local businesses really stepped up and really contributed to our success by, you know, kind of taking away some of that financial burden, of course. But all in all, just getting back to those grassroots community involvement things, local players, lots of fundraising, lots of volunteering, just the stuff that really, you know, helps to create that environment that people want to support.
And it was interesting. I was talking a few weeks ago with some people in Manning after they won the league title, and they had mentioned to me that they were very big on trying to get sort of support High Prairie, trying to get them back at the league. Of course, the Regals have been back for about a couple of years now. I guess what's kind of sort of the experience like being back in the NPHL once again?
Well, it's... It's trying, that's for sure. This year was a little bit tougher with the 16 games. It really cut back on the home schedule, of course, and the away schedule, which is tough for us smaller clubs that do rely on our gate attendance. But as a whole, it was good. You know, it's a lot of learning curves every year, and being new. Like, I took over last year. I was coaching the year before. Took over as president to try to get things back in order and try to kind of clean it up and make it a little bit more efficient. We have an amazing board, a lot of great people that volunteer a lot of their time, work hard to get it going. And we're learning still. We're still growing, like I said. We're looking forward to this season again to keep growing. We're hoping we can get a few more teams in like us. You know, we're back. We're doing well. We're hoping Grimshaw can maybe make a run back into the league and add a few more teams back. And just, you know, we're always willing to help to get those guys going too, because we had a lot of help from the league and other teams as well to get us going. So it's the only way this league will survive. You know, it's got to be that community work with all communities to really create that environment that people want to support.
And certainly I know one of the big things for the kind of the on-ice product, if you will, this past season was, you know, a lot more of kind of younger players joining the team, like the Isaac boys, for example. Do you think that's, you know, having sort of that kind of sort of younger base, if you will, is going to be important in the team moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. It's the future of the club. It's our whole ideology is that local, right? Everybody we had was local. We didn't have much for players that weren't in this community, and Isaacs are local boys. You know, it's we have the Red Wings here. They funnel players up, of course, because when they age out, so we always have that abundance of extra kids. Our guys ain't getting any younger. We've got to recruit them younger guys in to keep the young legs flowing, because them old boys, they do their best, but it's pretty tough to keep up to them young guys. So we're really hoping to get more, of course. But, the young youth, those, you know, 17 to 21-year-olds, they make a big difference on the ice with their energy. So it's definitely been a big help for us with the energy levels and the play, of course. But we're hoping to see more. We have a huge, huge hockey community here in High Prairie, as most people know. We have, I think it's 13 minor hockey teams in High Prairie alone, plus the junior teams. So big pool of players to choose from. High Prairie will always focus. If I'm on as president and GM, we will focus on locals always. We're not a big import team. We don't have the funds for that, nor do we want to be that team. We want to be locally based, local players, get that local support. So.
And when it comes to sort of the local support, from the off-ice standpoint, I know one of the big things I know the team has been pushing lately is about, you know, getting more volunteers involved for moving forward. What are kind of some kind of different things you're looking to do with some of your volunteer base? You know, maybe some other kind of maybe more promotional things. Like, what kind of things are you hoping to look at here?
Well, and that's always the question with any of these teams is the volunteers. It's the biggest lacking supporting system we have. Don't get me wrong. Our board has been our biggest volunteer base. A lot of the board members are running the games, doing the day-to-day to get the stuff going. But it's that community involvement again. Lots of volunteers. Everything runs smooth. We do a lot for our volunteers. We give them swag packs, of course, with the Regals logos and gear to wear. We offer them some free meals at the games. We're going to be doing more again this year. We still haven't had it, but we still have to have our year-end awards night where we will get all our volunteers in, have a good supper, you know, recognize their help. We also give back. We also try to volunteer in a lot of community stuff that's going around. We're going to be pushing that hard this year. We've encouraged our leaders to create a players association just to help with that exact thing, you know, get those players involved, get those players out helping these kids do stuff at their schools. You know, their track and field days, have some Regals out there helping. Just the basic, getting back to the basics of community support. If we support those young guys and we support our community involvement stuff, people kind of feel obligated to come out and help support back. And that's been our big drive. And we've seen a huge, huge change in the last year. So we're really hoping this year that we can get even more and really create that buzz and create that persona that, you know, the Hyperia Regals Club is not just another club that's not going to help support the ongoing, you know, it's a dwindling thing, these clubs, because of that community involvement. So we're really hoping that we could bring back that old school ideology way the Regals used to be. The Regals were an amazing hockey club for 30 years, and it was all based off their volunteers. It was their families, it was their wives, their girlfriends, their friends. That's going to be our key to success is, you know, smaller teams don't have the finances like these bigger teams with sponsorships and stuff in the cities. So we really have to focus on keeping that community involvement. And that has been our goal, and we did quite well last year. So going forward, I think we'll continue to do the same. Just basic stuff like community, you know, having a volunteer supper with our awards night, stuff like that. People can get that pride back on supporting those local clubs and what they're trying to do. So
definitely got a number of interesting things going on there. Jerry Kruger, President and GM of the Hyperia Regals of the North Peace Hockey League, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thanks for having me. You have a great day.